Kamela wouldn't be a kasha on Rav. Rav goes like Abishoyim. So you don't go Basar a Todir, you go Basar Chashivas. So by Sukkah, you make a Leisha Basukkah first, and then also first you would divide the Shtei HaLechem that's brought the covered Shavuos, and then you divide the Lechem upon that's brought the covered every Shabbos. Dorash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda. Loike Divrei Rav. He doesn't know like Rav the Yom HaSukkah, first you make a Leisha Basukkah, V'yachakach Zman. He don't say a Shechiyonu second. Elo Zman, first make a Shechiyonu, V'yachakach Sukkis. Then you make a Leisha Basukkah. If you have Sheshes Breid, Ravidi Yomar, Sukkah, V'yachakach Zman. No, first you say a Sukkah, like Rav, and then you say a Zman. V'ilchusa, what's the Maskona? Sukkah, first you make a Leisha Basukkah, V'yachakach Zman. That's what we do the first night. At first we make a Leisha Basukkah, and then we make a Shechiyonu. We may set a Shechiyonu list, like Rav. Vaita Mishma Shesmana Kavua Vishar Kabonas Tzibur. In other words, the Kabonas that are brought Stam not to cover the regal, then who has the right to do it and divide it up? Only the Mishma of that week. The moral Asuyamai, what's the Chiddush of Kabonas Tzibur? Like Pshita, it's not a carbon of the regal. So Pshita, only that Mishma gets it. Lasuye Par Helam Dover Shot Tzibur. Osiri Avodas Kachovim. If somebody brought a Par Helam Dover this week, or a Sawyer, somebody did the Chet of an Avodah Zorah. So also the Chiddush is only this Mishma gets it, and even though it's brought during Sukkis, and not all the Mishmarim divided equally. Shrashim Iro Ben Berego, Shavu Avera by Roy's Bezin. If it happened now on Sukkis, somebody did this Avera and they have to bring the Korban, still, since it's not a Korban, it has to do with Sukkis, only that Mishma of that week has a right to do it. Vu Makar Vestakril, then it says that Mishma brings all the Korbanos of that week. So the moral Asuyamai, like we said already, that a korban is not negay to Yom Tov Sukkis, only that Mishnah brings it. So what did coming to include at the end of the Mishnah, the Esakil, or Makir Esakil, and the Gemara Lasuya Kayetam Mizbeach. If they want to stop bringing the Dovah to the Mizbeach, like we had all the time in Shkolim, you put away separate money, and at a time when the Mizbeach is empty, they're not bringing Karbonis, there was Ninyan, go to the special deer where they had Karbon Oila, and they brought it for the Dovah on the Mizbeach. So to bring in the Dovah during Sukkis, this Mishmar does it. They don't divide it equally. Only the special Mishmar of that week, he has the right to bring the Kayetz HaMizbeach. Trashi Keshubotu, when there's no Kabon, is born on the Mizbeach, Shekot Salak Teres, Tomid, V'yein, Mevi, Nedir, Adava, Hayashay, Fri, Shom, Shnesim, and Memoyes, and they brought the Kayetz HaMizbeach. So who brought it? Only the special Mishmar of that week brought it. Even though we've joined Sukkis, but since it's not a Korban of Sukkis, only that Mishmar brought it. Right, the Mishnah says, Yom Tiv HaSomach L'Shabbos. If we have a Yom Tiv that comes right before Shabbos, Beimelefneh Beimelachreh, where the Shabbos is right before Yom Tiv, or where the Shabbos is the next day of Yom Tiv. In other words, is Hoyukola Mishmore Shavos V'chilag Lechem Aponim. That even though this Shabbos really, it could be it's the Shabbos before Sukkot. Could be Sukkot is first on Sunday. And Shabbos now is before Sukkot. So since it's before Sukkot, really, who should divide Lechem upon him? Only the Mishmar of that week. But that we had Sukkim before, Chelek Chelek Yechelu, that's only on Shabbos Sukkot, that comes down in the middle of Sukkot, then we say all the Mishmarim divide Lechem upon him equally. But it's only Shabbos Sukkot. Here that Shabbos comes out before Sukkot, Erev Sukkot, so I would think only that Mishmar divides it up. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. No, we'll soon see the reason why, but it has a loch like a Shabbos of the regal. That all the Chav Dal Mishmaris divide up equally. Chal Liyos Yom Echad Lahafsik. Let's say no, there was one day in between. In other words, Yom Tov either came out on Thursday, or Yom Tov either came out on Monday. So there was a Friday or a Sunday, like before the Yom Tov or after the Yom Tov, paying time to divide. Then we say no. That Mishmar Shezmane Kavua, the Mishmar of that week, this Shabbos, Hoyonoytel Esa Chalas. They have a right to divide up 10 of the 12 Chalas. The Hamasakev and the Kahanim that stay over. In other words, let's say Yom Tov comes out on Monday. So really, the Kahanim could start coming to the Beis Hamikdash to cover Sukkis on Sunday. They don't have to come Friday. So let's say the Kahanim came on Friday, they came early, or else the opposite way, where Sukkis ended on Thursday. So really, the Kahanim could have went home on Friday. So the Kahanim that stayed over to spend the Shabbos still in the Beis Hamikdash, we don't let them divide equally, because really they should have went home already. But since they're still there, our Kohanim, we give them two Chalas to divide up. Because on a regular Shabbos throughout the year, only that Mishma divides the 12 Chalas. But here it's a Shabbos, either 2 days after Sukkot,
or 2 days before Sukkot, so then we say the Kohanim that stayed over, they have a right to call upon them to divide up 2 of the 12 Chalas. What do we do with the regular Shabbos throughout the year? And the Indian is that the Mishmorim changed on Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, the one Mishmor went out and the new Mishmor came in. So how did they divide the Lechem upon them on Shabbos? Ha-nichnas neitel sheish. The new Mishmor that's coming in now, they have a right to take 6 lechems. V'ha-yoytzei neitel sheish. And the Mishmor that's leaving now is on Shabbos. They used to leave the old Mishmor and a new Mishmor would come in. So they hold the Lechem upon them was divided equally. 6 lechems went to one Mishmor and 6 went to the new one. We have Yehudu Aymano. Ha-nichnas neitel sheva. The new Mishmor coming in, they get more. They get 7 lechems. V'ha-yoytzei neitel chomish. And the Mishmor leaving, those Kohanim only get 5. Now Hanichnosim, the Kohanim coming in, the Mishmor coming in, Cholkim B'tzofen. They used to divide up their chilek and lechem upon him on the north side. The north side of the Azara, that was set aside for the new Mishmor coming in. V'hayoytzim, what about the Kohanim that are leaving right now, the ones that are going out? V'dorim, they used to divide up always in the south side. That's the nicker to know which Mishmor is coming in, which Mishmor is going out. Bilgo is the name of a Mishmor. Rashi Shem HaMishmor. That's the name of a Mishmor called Bilgo. Lo'olam Chalekes Bedorim. They always divided their Chalokim with Lechem upon him, always on the south side. V'tabo Sakavua. And that tabo is their ring, where they used to put the animal in it, was Kavua. We'll see in the Gemara was a Knas that they did it. By the other Kohanim, the other Mishmorim, there were 24 Mishmoris. And outside near the Mizbeach, there were 24 different rings. Are taboys there, where they used to put the animal, the neck of the animal, to hold the feshchita in a ring. So the other rings were not kavua, didn't stay still. They were able to move it around to make it fit the animal well. Mashenka, they made a kanas on the Mishma, Shel Bilgo, that they made their tabas kavua, stationary. You can't move it anymore. The chaloyne stuma, even though every Mishma had its own chaloyne, an own window to hide to put the things there, of the Mishma of Bilgo, there was sosim, they closed up the chaloyne. They didn't leave it open, they closed it up. Rashi says the chaloynes two mice, chaloynes soy bebeis achlipois, biuvei kaisolim in the middle of the thickness of the wall, and shebetzofon ashal heichom on the north side of the heichom, shesham there goinzin es sakineyim. They used to hide the knives there that they would use. So of this mishmar, they stuffed up the holes. We'll see why it's a knas that they did it to them. We'll see in the Gemara why. The Gemara says mayim lefneho mayim lachreim. What does it mean if Shabbos comes Yom Tov that samach leShabbos before or afterwards? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Lefoneho means Yom Tov Rishon, the first day of Yom Tov. The first day of Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos. Liachreo means Yom Tov Achreo, and the last day of Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos. Hainu Shabbos of Techachad. So, then it's Pshita. That's Mamash, a regular Shabbos that comes out in the middle of Regal. If you're telling me now the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. So, Pshita, that was the Mishnah before. That on Shabbos of Sukkot, all the Mishmarim divide the Lechem upon them equally. So what's the chiddush of this Mishnah here? Again, that we divide it equally. We already said it in the first Mishnah. Elo, our Mishnah means like this, the chiddush. Lefoneh means Yom Tov Achrein, means Liachreho. It means that Yom Tov is right after Shabbos. In other words, Shabbos is Erev Yom Tov. So this Shabbos right now is not Shabbos Sukkot. It's Shabbos Erev Sukkot. So really, I would think only the Mishnah that week divides the Lechem upon him. Kamashmula, no. Because the case is like this. When does Sukkot start? It starts on Sunday. So the Kohanim have to be there ready in the Beis Hamikdash. When can they get there? They can't travel on Shabbos, so they have to come on Friday. So since the Kohanim from all the Mishmarim have a right to come to the Beis Hamikdash on Friday, because they want to be there for Yom Tov on Sunday, so since they're there ready the Shabbos before, they have a right to get an equal chelek in the Lechem upon him. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Even though this is the Shabbos before Sukkot, it's not called Shabbos Sukkot, and really only the special Mishmar should get it, but since all the Kohanim have to be there in the Beis Hamikdash this Shabbos, we say all the Kohanim, all the Chav Dalam Mishmaris have a right to divide equally. That's the Chiddush here. El Lefuneh means Yom Tov Achron Achreo. Yom Tov Rishon. El Lefuneh Yom Tov Achron Achreo. Yom Tov Rishon. My timer. Kiva Dahani Mikadmi. Vahani Miachri. Is Tikna Rabboni Milsa Ki Hecha Denechla Biadadadi. Or else we're talking about, let's say Shabbos comes out Moitzoi Yom Tov. So again, since Shabbos comes out Moitzoi Yom Tov, they can't go home on Shabbos. So Melo, all the Kohanim have to stand the Beis Hamikdash anyway after Shabbos. So even though this Shabbos is the Shabbos after Sukkot, But since all the kanim have to be there, so the nice, since you have all the kanim there this Shabbos, the rabbanim were masakin ki echad and echle badadadi. Everybody should eat equally. Therefore, this Shabbos, even though it's a Shabbos right before Sukkot, or it's a Shabbos right after Sukkot, he has the same halacha. All the chavdal mishmaris divided up equally. But let's say there's one day break in between. In other words, Sukkot starts either on Monday, so you have a Sunday in between. The Kohanim did not have to come to the Beis Hamikdash on Friday. They could have stayed home on Friday and first come on Sunday. Or else, let's say Sukkot ended, the last day was on Thursday. So the Kohanim could have went home on Friday. And now the ones that stayed on Shabbos, they didn't have to stay for that Shabbos. So in such a case, they only get two Chalas. 10 of the Chalas go to the regular Mishmar that week, because really the Kohanim don't have to be there. But our Koponim, two of the Lechem Aponims, will leave over for these Kohanim, for the Kohanim that came special. For the Gemara, Vahane Tati Mai V'Tayu. Like Monashach, what do you want to give them two for? Really, since the Kohanim could have went home already on Friday, or they could have went home already on Sunday, or they could first come on Sunday, so why do they even get two for? Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, V'Schar HaGofas Delosis. For reward that they open and close the doors of the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi, Bhani Tati Mai V'Tayu, Ad Rabbi Yehuda Koy, Diyoma Nichnas Metzo Sheva. Said, the one that goes in takes Sheva. So Rashi is not explaining Hastus. With the Mar is not explaining that we just spoke about now. Now we understand. Hey, since Lamaita, some Kohanim stood over from Sukkot to that Shabbos, we let them have two special. The Mar is now asking the Kashna and Rabbi Yehuda Shit in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Mishnah that comes in, they get seven. And the one that goes out on a regular Shabbos, the new Mishnah coming in gets 7 of the 12. And the Mishnah leaving only gets 5. The question is, how come the Mishmah coming in gets 2 more than the ones leaving? That's the question. What's the reason why the Mishmah coming in gets 7, 2 more than the one going out? Like, it should be equal and equal. Because the ones going out had opened the door in the morning, that's why they get an extra 2. The Mishmah coming in now. The Mishmah coming in, Magiv had lost his harvest. They're the ones that are going to close the doors at night. The ones that went out opened it in the morning, and now at night the new ones coming in, they're going to have to close it at night. But since they're going to have to close it at night, that's why they get an extra 2. So the Gemara, V'neimalei dal badal. Rashi, V'neimalei means yoytze nichtas, the ones going out. Because after the ones coming in, dal badal means hosre choyk zeh mikan. V'shul shesru etzlechom. In Tito Achshav Sheva, Yito L'Shabbos Abo, Mishmer HaNichnas Sheva. V'yato Terlato B'Shova, Kadesha Tito Gamato L'Shabbos Abo B'Shova. In other words, let's make an equal exchange here right now. In other words, why do you get 7 right now, rather only get 6 now, and 6 next week when you leave? Like, how come the ones coming in right now have a right to get 7? Like, what is the ones leaving, say to the ones coming in? What are you being chopping and taking 7 right now? Wouldn't it be better for you just to take 6 now, and next week when you go out, you take also 6? Like this, when you leave next week, you're only going to take 5? So why don't you make like this an equal deal? Like a young pumpkin is better to have than a bigger one. In other words, what you have right now, you have. No such thing, I'll take less now to get more next week. What you have right now, a person's happy with, he has it right now. Even though it's a small pumpkin, but if you have it right now, it's better than a big pumpkin. Here also, if we have a right now to get 7, don't talk us into taking 6, we'd rather take 7 right now. I, next week, will get less, we'll worry about it next week. Shashi boitzina tov mikruah. Marshall head you to. Hayim lechaveru, the last, ketana, ani leis nechom. Ben mechubar, em tirtzol tol shay achshav, toilish. I'll give you a small pumpkin if you want to take it off right now. But if you want to leave it till it grows, the big pumpkin, take it later. Is a person says, Avada, I'd rather take it right now. Now I know I have it. Well, it'll be later. I don't know. See, also, right now we have a right to get 7 because we're going to have to close the doors at night. Therefore, we'll take it right now. We'll worry about it next week. We'll only get 5. We'll worry about it next week. Amar Rav Yehuda, Ube Musafim Chokin. What about Korban Musaf? Do they divide the Korban Musaf or not? He says yes, they divide the Korban Musaf. The Rashi will Musafim Chokin. The same we're saying now in Shabbos Sukkot, that the Lechem Aponim is divided equally between all the Chavdal and Mishmarais, is He's not going on Shabbos. He's going on regular Shabbos of the whole year, not on Shabbos Sukkot. On a regular Shabbos, we're saying ki hechad the pligi belechem upon him. The same way that to the mishmar coming in and the mishmar going out to divide up lechem upon him, mishmar nichnas vayoytze paganami bioris hamusafim shall call Shabbos. Who are then every Shabbos when they bring the korban musaf, the shalos which mishmar should get the korban musaf? Does the mishmar going out get it, or does the mishmar coming in get it? So he says yes to machlokes. I mean, they make a chalukah. The same way the lechem upon him is divided equally, either 6 and 6. Or 7 and 5, the same way the oris, the skins of the korban musaf, is also divided equally between the two mishmarim. That was of Yehuda's chiddush. Next, we have a kasher on you. Mishmara hayoytzis, the mishma going out. Oise tomet shoshachar. They have a right to bring the tomet shoshachar in the morning on Shabbos. They're still the mishma on the morning of Shabbos. Ul musafim, and he also bring the korban musaf. He's the ones going out bring the korban musaf. Mishmara hanichneses, the new mishma coming in the Shabbos. Oise Tomet Shoben Abayim, they're coming in already in the afternoon, so they bring the Tomet Shoben Abayim over Zichin. After took off the Shteya Lech, the Lechem upon him, you change the Bezichim on Shabbos also, the new Levoina, the two plates that has Levoina inside it, and you amakti which you burned it on Shabbos. So the burning of the Bezichim was done later in the afternoon, also the new Mishma coming in did that. Now, the Imam Masafin Chokim Lekatani, it doesn't say you divide up the Masafim. It says clearly that the Mishmer that's going out, the old Mishmer, brings the Tomach of Shachar and the Musafim. Mashmah is no Chaluka, that the old Mishmer brings the Musaf and they get it. So it's a Kasha and Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, Haitana Bechaluka Lekamari. Tell you, there's no stira. This Tana is not talking about the Chaluka. It's just saying that they brought it. What about dividing it up? He's not talking about it. Could be it was also divided equally. Omar Robas, Robas says like this. I'll ask you another kasha. There's a Tana Devei Shmuel. The Mari Bechaluka. He's talking about clearly that the Mishmar on Shabbos that's changed. The new one goes out and the new one comes in. The old one goes out. Here it talks about how to divide up the Kabbonis of Shabbos. And it says clearly, over Musafim Chokin. Look at Tani. It does not say that they divide up by Musaf. Mashma clearly by Musaf is not divided equally. But rather the first Mishmah that was here in the morning, they bring the Korban Musaf, and they get the whole Korban Musaf, it's not divided equally. For the Tana Devei Shmuel, the Mar Bechaluka, the Masafin, Chok Lekatani, the Tana Devei Shmuel, Mishmara HaYoytzes Oysa Tomach HaShachar, the Mishmar going out, they're still there, they do a Tomach HaShachar, O Musafim, they also bring Korban Musaf, Mishmara Nechnas, the new Mishmah coming in, Oysa Tomach HaBen Abayim, they bring the Tomach HaBen Abayim, Ovezichin and the Vezichin. Our four Kahanim are in Nechnosim Shom. Four Kahanim came in there. Shnayim and Mishma Zeh. Two of them from the old Mishmer. Or Shnayim and Mishma Zeh. Two of them from the new Mishmer. Vechokim Lechem upon him. And they divided up the Lechem upon him. So clearly it's talking about Chaluka. And it only says they divided the Lechem upon him. Vyilu b'mesofim chokim lekatoni. And it doesn't say they divided up the Korban Musaf. It's Yufta, the Rabbi Yehuda, it's Yufta. This is the Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Here it's Mashma clearly that the first Mishmer, the Mishmer that was there already, the Mishmer that's going out today, they're the ones that bring the Korban Musaf, and they get the old Korban Musaf. There's no Chaluk here about the Korban Musaf. And it says, HaNichnosim Chokim Tzofim. The new Mishmer coming in, they get the Chelik and Lechem upon him, they eat it on Tzofim on the north side. Turn around, Borin. HaNichnosim, the ones coming in, Chokim Tzofim on the north side. Everybody should know on the north side is set aside for the new Mishmer. Everybody should know these are the Kahanim from the new Mishmer that's going to work this coming week. The Kahanim that are leaving now, they divide on the south side. Everybody should know the south side is set aside for the Kahanim that are leaving. Now, Bilgal, Yerbam, Chalekas, Bedurim. The Rabbanim made a Kanas that this Mishmer, Bilgal, they always have to divide up on the south side. The Tana Rabbanim, the Maisa was Maisa, Bemiriam, Bas Bilgal. It was Bas Bilga's daughter, Shemira Dosa. She went on the wrong derech. She became an apikurus. She went and married a Greek person, a guy. When the Yevonim came in to destroy the base of Migdash, she went and kicked the Mizbeach. Agavia Mizbeach, she took her foot and kicked the Mizbeach. For Yomer, she said like this, Lucas, Lucas, like a name, she called the Mizbeach Lucas, Ad Mosli at the Mechalim Amoinim Shoy Yisrael. How long are you going to ruin, use up all the money? In other words, you make the Jews bring kabbonis on you, Mizbeach. You don't help them now. Now, Bizman Achurban Abayis, you're not doing anything for them. That's what this Isha did, this Bas, the daughter of Bilga. So since it came out such a chilul Hashem that the daughter of Bilga did this, is because the Shomer Chachamim B'Dov and Chachamim heard that such a thing happened, Kovo es Tavosa, they made a knas to this Mishmer, that they took their tabas, their ring, that you used to put the head of the animal there, and they were so small, they made it stationary, you can't move it anymore. And as Chaloina, the Sosme es Chaloina, and they filled up, they covered up its window. They did a knas to this Mishmer. The Eshar Mesam say, Mishamrosai Shayalovai. That wasn't the mice, what happened with Bilga. What happened with the Mishmer of Bilga, one time they came late. The Nichnas Yesheva Vachavimai. And the brother Yesheva came with him. The Shemesh Takhtav, and they worked instead of Bilga. So Afal Pi Sheshchene Rishoyim, Lenistakru Shchene Bilga. Afal Pi Sheshchene Rishoyim, Lenistakru, usually the Shchenim of Rosh doesn't gain, of a Shchene Bilga Nistakru. She Bilga Lierlam Chalekas Bedorim. So here there's a Kanas made to Bilga. This Mishmer always divides on the south side. The Yesheva Vachiv Bitsofin. And Yesheva, even though he's a Shochin to the Rosha, he divides on the north side. Now, call upon him, one of these two things, this Shevet, this Mishmer, Bilga did, either they came late, or else his daughter made such a klola, so because this Rabbanah made a knas. Does Mishmer the man the other Mishmer, Shoye, Lavoy, Hananakasin, Lakula Mishmer? If because the Mishmer became late, that's why we make a knas to no Mishmer. Elaman the other Miriam Bas Bilga, Shemira Dosa, Mishum Brater, Kansin Leladay. If it's only because the daughter of one person did a chet, we can't send the whole Mishmer. Amr Abai Abai says yes in. For the Amr Yinsha, Shusa Dinuka, Bishuka, Oidiavu Oidima. What a child speaks in the street, either we learn from his father or his mother. So in other words, since the child was able to say such a klola, it's right he learned it from the parents, and therefore the parents have a right to get this klola.
So the Gemara still goes on to ask the question, even if you want to say like the child here, learned how to say this klola, how to speak from the parents, so it's a rai, even the parents were speaking not nice about the Mizbech. They were also being mevat to the Mizbech, but still the Gemara is the kasha. Well, mishum avua v'imo kan sin l'kulu mishmora, because of one parent, one father and mother, you make a kanas upon the whole mishma, this whole mishma of Bilga. They always had to eat on Dorim, and they had always, the tabas was stationary, and the chalon, they were sosum. Why? And a person that's a shochin, that's a neighbor to a rosha, he also gets bit out of it. See, since the whole mishmer, like Rashi says, or the rosha l'shchenoi, but there was kanim tanya, the chotzu asavonim nega b'yevin shem miktoya shneim chotzim, ava pishin nega le'nira le'beisoy shalzeh, mach meshoysa tinoi, enoi, tzora b'kelov chaveroi, loka b'shviloi, the Kanam or the Rosh or the Shreni. Learn now from Milkus Negoyim. Even though one person's Ika Habayit has the Nega, but the other's neighbor's house that's right next to it also has Tumor to it. Because or the Rosh or the Shreni. When you're a Shochin to a Rosh, you're a neighbor to a Rosh, you'll also get the punishment, the Klolas, that go upon the Rosh. And the other way we learn out the Mamela, Taylor Tzadik, Taylor Shreni. To me the Taylor Meruba, and me the Taylor is much more. Shinema, the Posik says, Imru Tzadik Kitoiv. Let's say to a tzaddik, it's good, for as the fruits of his work, he will eat. So here we learn out that a tov tzaddik is tov l'shcheinei also.